No need for introduction. Hug a neighbor. We're in for a ride here.
Is there another? Yeah, you got it.
I'm curious where they walk to, though, aren't you? Okay, here we go. Okay, all right. Okay. We'll talk amongst ourselves here.
Yeah, later on.
It's Saturday, right?
See you later.
Saturday in the park.
Saturday in the park.
Home.
Probably need more of these.
I don't think they're.
You're still there.
He'll be standing.
I'm still trying to get things set.
To our good fortune, to being human, healthy, happy, and right here was Chris Thiele and Brian Sutton.
Thank you.
That's Angelina Baker. A good old song.
Yay!
Probably take a little less of my vocal.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah, I think my vocal's a little too hot. We're also going to try and sing.
Some of the greatest traditional music out there is the old brother duets. We be my brother?
Oh, yes, Brian.
Okay. Guys like the Delmore Brothers and the Monroe Brothers cut some songs back in the late 20s through the 30s or into the 40s. It's a great catalog of material based on just two vocals and a mandolin and a guitar. And here's one that, this is actually from the guys in West Virginia. What were their names? Anyway.
I grew up in Southern California, man. Was it like Tony Hawk or something?
No. I'll think of it in a minute. Okay, it's the New River Train.
Riding on that New River Train. Riding on that New River Train. That same old train that brought me here's gonna carry me away again. Now, darling, you can't love one. Darling, you can't love one. You can't love one and have any fun. Oh, darling, you can't love one. Riding on that New River Train. Riding on that New River Train. The same old train that brought me here is gonna carry me away again. Now, darling, you can't love too. Darling, you can't love too. Can't love to, and your little heart be true. Oh, darling, you can't love to. Riding on that New River Train. Riding on that New River Train. The same old train that brought me here's gonna carry me away again. Darling, you can't love three. Darling, you can't love three. You can't love three. It's against the law in Tennessee. Oh, darling, you can't love three. Riding on that New River Train.
Silly.
Riding on that New River Train. That same old train that brought me here's gonna carry me away again.
Let's pick.
Train. Riding on that New River Train. That same old train that brought me here's gonna carry me away again. That same old train that brought me here's gonna carry me away again.
I guess this is a workshop, technically. We're open for questions.
But if there are none, then we'll play another song.
Yeah.
This is a... We'll do... Yes?
How particular are you about flat picks?
How particular are we about flat picks? Extremely particular.
Yeah, I'm in a current state of what we professional guitar players call pick hell. And I had a good pick that I was using for a while that... it just got a little too worn down, and so I'm in the process of trying to work in a new one, and it's a long process, but once you get there, it's great. And I would encourage everyone to find that special pick in your life. Chris is going to show us the first 1,000 of his pick collection that he works through.
I love these. This has been my thing. I mean, you have to find something that's consistent is the thing. I was using picks before this one where I was going through 5 of them a show. You know, and the thing is, even with something that's mass produced, there's variance, and that variance can really kill you during the most intricate stuff that you do. So these I found this is something called a Wigan. And I'm not endorsing them or anything. I have to pay for them. They're expensive. It sucks. But they're great.
usually the stuff that the companies that manufacture stuff don't do endorsements that musicians really like, seems like.
Yeah, that's right. Because we're usually
sometimes.
The ones they sell them to.
Yeah. All right, then. Enough about that music business stuff.
So we're going to do a song. It's in the great key of B. And it was written by a wonderful mandolin player back east named Herschel Sizemore. It's become a standard, really.
It is. It's one of the newest instrumental standards out there.
Yeah. I first heard Jim Mills' recording of it, which is not an old recording.
No, it's not.
This is called Rebecca.
I think so.
That's the water on the old fingers.
Yeah. Time to hydrate.
Calluses get dry. Yeah. That skin's already dead.
No, let's go.
Yeah, isn't that a good song? Rebecca.
Stay in the great key of B for Bregman's Blues.
We get down.
We'll do a Jimmy Rogers song, Staying in the Great Key of B.
We're in the key of B, but since it's a workshop, I'll let you in on a secret. As I'm moving my capo, don't tell Chris. See if he figures it out.
Why, Brian, is there something different about you?
No, go ahead.
Cool. Starting on five.
Okay, then.
Oh, and then whoever didn't take the solo does the yodel.
Yodelings.
All right. One,
two, three. Woodland, Maine is just the same as sunny Tennessee. Oh, Woodland, Maine is just the same as sunny Tennessee. Oh, any old place to hang my hat. It's home sweet home to me, yodely, yodely, yodely. Up on the board, well, I went down to the depot and I looked up on the board. You know, it said it's good times here. Better run down the road, you're late. Breakfast here.
Come on.
And eat my dinner in New Orleans. I'm gonna find me a woman. Lord, I never seen your only eye. Wishing to God I was dead. Yodely, holy, yodely. Telling place, Well, I went to a little gypsy at a fortune-telling place. She read my mind, and then she slapped my face. Surely, holy, holy. Oh, thank you.
That's Chris Thiele on all range of vocals there. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Okay. The question was, how, as a duet, can you basically keep the dynamic of the music consistent so it doesn't sound broken up and disjointed? I think it's about listening. You know, if I'm playing something low and kind of honky down there.
That might be up here.
You sort of divide the sonic space, you know, you sort of share it, basically. You know, and you're willing to exchange it at any point in time, depending on who decides to go where. You know, it's kind of like we're just passing communication back and forth.
There's also, I mean, you also can't be afraid of the inevitable space playing with two people. You know, there's going to be, it's not going to sound like a band. You know, it's not always going to sound like four guys up there ripping. And that's the beauty of a duo. You know, you have to embrace the strong suits of your circumstance there. And so space is part of that. You know, and I think, and part of, you know, why it's fun to play in smaller groups. And then the lack of space can make it great to play in bands.
Yeah, one of the things that's really nice about duets and trios for that matter, you really get a chance to let your instrument speak, you know, let the full range of whatever you're playing. So he's going to be able to hit you know, lower things on the mandolin that I can sort of get away from and let the tone of the mandolin really, really speak, you know, in a way that you wouldn't normally hear it in a big band where there was a bass and a banjo and stuff fighting for all that space. So it's pretty fun to experiment with different ways to manipulate it. We're going to do a little fiddle tune now.
This is kind of our hit.
It's our hit.
We actually haven't recorded it together or anything, or really even played it in front of people, except for jams.
We really like it.
So it's our hit. You recorded it, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did it on a record. It's an instrumental bluegrass record called The Bluegrass Guitar, and it's an old fiddle tune that I learned from a guy that I grew up around in Asheville, North Carolina, named Marvin Faulkner. Thank you, Asheville. And this was a tune that all the different fiddlers, I grew up around probably 6 or 8, 10 different old-time fiddlers around there, and they each had their own sort of group of songs, their own personal catalog of what they played. And when they were in a jam session, you know, they went through their little range of songs, and that's what they did, and then they got up and somebody else came in. And this was Marvin's tune, one of them. And it was a tune that I put a little blurb of him talking on the record that I did, where he talks about a mechanic from Georgia coming up and showing him this song. And it's one of these things that I've never heard it outside of the mountains of Western North Carolina, so it's really fun to play it in places like this with guys like Chris. And it's called the High Heel Shoe, also known as High Heel Hue.
High Heel Hue.
It's a tricky one. Thank you.
We have a special guest. We are now a bluegrass power trio. Please make welcome Byron House. Byron House. And I will resist saying Byron House. Won't say it.
I didn't hear you say that.
No, you know what I would say. I won't do it.
Because technically this is not a house that he is in.
Exactly. That's why I won't say it. Byron House in the world. Same as he ever was.
He's in his aura. So Chris...
Yes, Brian.
What do you think Byron would like to play with us?
Boy, that one that we played before. What was it? I don't even remember what it was. Yeah, it was the one that we were singing.
The
it was you
way
you sang
down,
it.
We had Way Downtown.
Way Downtown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's another one of the key of D. The great old brother duets.
Hello.
I heard Doc Watson do this a long time ago, and Tony Rice and different people like that.
I could take this opportunity to say how glad I am that I don't have a B string. That one sucks.
It ain't right, is it?
It ain't right.
But we just go on instead.
Ostensibly.
Does everyone know the amazing little phenomena that happens with a B string on a guitar? If you tune it open, somewhat, then when you fret it, it goes a different way. I just got it pretty close, so I'm not going to mess with it anymore. Here we go. Late last night when my Willie came home,
I heard him rapping at the door, a-slipping and a-sliding with his new shoes on. Well, really, don't you rap no more. Oh, me, yes, oh, my, what's gonna become of me? I've been downtown a-fooling around, no one to cry for me. One old shirt is all that I have, and a dollar is all that I owe. Ain't brought nothing with me into this old world, ain't gonna take nothing when I go. So me and so my, what's gonna become of me? I've been downtown fooling around, no one to cry for me. I like the girls in Tennessee, north, south, and east or west, it's home sweet home to me. Oh, me and so my, what's gonna become of me? I've been downtown a-fooling around, and no more than cry for Byron House.
Got any kind of fiddle tune they want to hear? Cuckoo's Nest's a good one. Let's do a bunch of those. What did I hear? Cuckoo's Nest, Jerusalem Ridge, Fisher's Hornpipe. What's that?
The Gleddy Fork tune.
What?
The one we practiced in there.
Oh, really?
But that's don't do it. That's
yeah, not yet. Those three are good. Should we do those three?
Yeah, what is it?
I heard
Cuckoo's
Saudi. Oh, right. Cuckoo's Saudi, Jerusalem Ridge. Wait, did we hear Jerusalem Ridge? Thought I heard that, yeah. And Fisher's Hornpipe. Let's do those four.
What key is Fisher's Hornpipe? And it'll be in D.
That's D.
All right, then, Chris Thiele.
We'll be a good one to start with. Should we start in the order that we heard them in? Veritable smorgasbord of fiddle tunes for you guys. Four fiddle tunes, three keys. In order they will be D, G, D, A. 1-4-1-5. Thank you. Oh, how about There's No Hiding Place?
Check one.
There's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here. Well, I went to the rock just to hide my face. I walked right out, no hiding place. There's no hiding place down here. Take it right. Lo, I pitched my tent on the old campground. Oh, I pitched my tent on the old campground. I pitched my tent on the old campground. Along come a wind and knock it down. There's no hiding place down here. Oh, there's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here. Well, I went to the rock just to hide my face. I walked right out. No hiding place. There's no hiding place down here. Golden chain, Sister Mary, she wears a golden chain. Sister Mary wears a golden chain, and on each link is Jesus' name. There's no hiding place down here. Oh, there's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here. Well, I went to the rock just to hide my face. I walked right out. No hiding place. There's no hiding place down here. Hypocrite shoes. The devil wears a hypocrite shoes. If you don't watch out, slip them on you. There's no hiding place down here. Oh, there's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here. I went to the rock just to hide my face. I walked right out. No hiding place. There's no hiding place down here.
Oh, Byron, try and hide one.
Sweet fiddle tune we could do, kind of slow. Red haired boy. Start the counting down.
there's, what's the Lost Little Blues?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Moonlight, yeah. Moonlight Waltz, yeah.
The Moonlight Waltz, perhaps. Is it really our first Monroe offering today?
Oh, we did,
yeah, but that's kind of Kenny Baker, isn't it?
Yeah, well.
Like, in all honesty.
Yeah. Here's a Bill Monroe song called The Lonesome Moonlight Waltz. Thank you.
do one more for you guys. Oh, the Elks Park. Elks Park, that's what this is called, right? Elks Park. The park in Telluride where you can see free music. Yeah. Right? It's free, right? It's free. Oh, folks. Only too happy to be here. But thanks for having us. We'll do one this... Actually, we all three played this on my second-to-last solo record. It's called Not All Who Wander Are Lost. This was the second tune on that record. And we worked it out back in the hotel, kind of. Just, an hour ago, so you have to extend grace.
It's kind of like a model car that if you were to open up the box and tear out all the pieces and lay them on a table, that's kind of what we got here.
That's what we have. We're going to try and assemble them before your very eyes. We know what they are, but where they go. Ready? Yeah. So thanks again for watching, guys. This is called... for Byron House and Brian Sutton, I'm Chris Lely saying so long. This is a song called Wolf Creek Pass.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Chris Thiele.
Byron House.
Chris Thiele. Brian Sutton. Byron House. According to What the Bleep Do We Know, the movie, your enthusiasm and joy for music and their genius for making it is what caused this magic to just happen. What do you think? Do we want an encore? I think they accept the mission. Here we go.
Oh, the love, it's thick. We'll do. We'll do. There's more. There's more pretty girls than one. That's a good song. Another one off the Skaggs and Rice record. We'll do it more lonesome than normal. There's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. In neon town that I've rambled all around. Oh, there's more pretty girls than one. My mama talked to me last night, and she gave me some good advice. She said, son, you better leave this old rambling all around and marry you a sweet loving wife. I said, there's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. That I rambled all around. Oh, there's more pretty girls than one. So now I look down this long, lonesome road. Hang down my head and cry, 'cause I'm thinking all about them pretty little girls and hoping that I never have to die. 'Cause there are more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. In the old town that I've rambled all around, there's more pretty girls than one. Thank you. girls than one. There's more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I've rambled all around, there's more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I've rambled all around, there's more pretty girls than one. Thank you very much.
Oh, you. Wait, do that one. One more, real quick. Okay. Do that one again. Yeah, real quick.
Sutton, Byron House. I just have one thing to say. When you think of the small world of disciplined detail they put into this to create universes for us to slip into, bravo, bravo.